This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
We have our first guest in the studio with us. We've got Yasmin Kasim, who is our actor, writer, comedian. What else don't you do, Yasmin? Welcome to the show.
There's a lot of things I can't do. I'm not very good at sports.
We don't need to talk about that one.
Never did sport as a kid?
No, I was always a bit of a dancer. I did try and be a wrestler once. This is very off topic. I auditioned to be in the WWE, but I concussed myself and my dreams were quickly toppled down. Yeah.
So you went something safer, like acting, you said?
Yes, acting and a little bit of comedy, a little bit of writing. Just much safer for the body.
All right. Well, we always like to start.
We like to start off by just getting a little bit of background on you, Yasmin. Now, okay. As I said, we've already said you're multi-talented. So how did you get started with the arts, and where did your love for it come about?
I actually have a bit of a crazy story. When I was six, I was waiting for an autograph in the lobby of a hotel.
Of who?
Michael Jackson.
Wow. And good luck. Did you get it?
And my parents and I were like called up to this room, and basically Michael had seen me on the security camera and asked me to be a part of the show. So I was part of the history tour.
Whoa.
I know, and it's been all downhill from there. So I was in Earth Song and Heal the World, and from there I was
film clips.
In the live show.
Oh, live show.
Right. So where was this? Here in Australia?
In Malaysia, yeah, right. Yeah, so my mom's Australian and my dad's Singapore, Malaysian, Indian.
Right, okay. Yeah. And so where did you grow up?
I was born in Australia, grew up in Malaysia till I was 9, and then in Perth.
Right.
Until I graduated high school and uni.
Right, okay. And then you ran away overseas.
I ran away to the big smoke, which at that time was Sydney. tried my hands at a few things over here in Australia, and then eventually I got agents that were like, Yasmin, you need to go to America. And that's where I've been. And now, honestly, I'm about six months now. I'm just kind of going wherever I'm working. Wow. Very used to living out of a suitcase.
Okay. So tell us about screenwriting and actress. You know, they're quite different trades, per se, in the arts. Yeah. Well, which one came first?
Acting. And still, it's my number one love. Right. I only ever started writing. So I got into something in LA called the CBS Comedy Diversity Showcase. And apparently, I was the first Australian to book it. And it's kind of like the same as Saturday Night Live audition.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
A lot of people that are on Saturday Night Live have actually been through this program where you work out of CBS for a couple of months writing sketches, and it's all comedy. And it was there that they were like, you should be a writer and you should be a stand-up. And so I took courses in both, and it's been the most empowering thing. I still love acting so much, and it's what I want to do, but I was never seeing roles that really represented me, and so now I'm writing those, and it's very empowering, and I get to do stand-up, which is like, I'm like my Sasha Fierce when I'm doing stand-up. I'm like the bravest version of myself, and I talk about all the things I want to talk about in life that sometimes I feel a bit embarrassed about as my normal self. So I love all the art forms, but acting was always number one.
And in regards to the comedy, Yasmin, you were actually part of a group called the Brown Women Comedy, which you've actually been doing at the Adelaide Fringe, is that right?
Yes, Brown Women Comedy, created by Daisy Mann, who's the co-founder of the Australian South Asian Centre. She started it, and it's incredible.
How did you get connected?
Daisy and I met at the... I had a film in the Indian Film Festival.
Of course you did.
that I wrote and was in, and we met there, and she was like, oh my God, and we were instant friends, and she asked me to do it. So we just did every night at Adelaide Fringe, and I'm now in Melbourne getting ready to do Melbourne Comedy Festival, which I'm very excited to kind of see all the shows and be a part
and
of.
And part of this group as well?
Yes, for Brown Women Comedy. So many incredible, talented brown female comedians. It's such an honour to be with them.
Yeah, yeah. And... when was your first real step into comedy?
Honestly, when I moved to America, I was very drama. Like, I'd done Neighbours, and I'd done this movie called Jungle, where I like cry a lot with Harry Potter, if you've seen it. And when I went to America, I kept getting all these callbacks and producer sessions and testing for like sitcoms and single cam comedies.
Oh.
And my manager at the time was like, you should go into improv and you should do comedy. And then after the comedy showcase for CBS, that's when I was like, maybe this is a thing that I should really work hard on.
And right.
It's very rewarding. I love it.
But your timing is everything as a comedian, isn't it? You know, like, and what's your stories? Are they about yourself or are you one of those that take the mickey out of other people?
Oh, I would love to be a more observational comedian, but I'm all about my own stuff. So everything that I feel has like kind of disempowered me in my life or I'm a little bit embarrassed about, I just turn it into a joke.
Brilliant.
And then
brilliant.
It's really great and I can make people laugh about it, and hopefully anyone else in the audience that's gone through a similar journey as me, as like a biracial woman and a bisexual woman, hopefully they can, you know, feel more empowered to be their truer selves.
Yeah. All right. Well, before we talk a little bit more about the comedy, you've just written a screenplay and you can't talk much about it, but we can talk about that.
Very Hollywood.
Yeah. Excuse me. The horror croc story, as in crocodile.
Yes, it's a crocodile that goes viral on TikTok. And I'm really excited to be working with this company. I actually was an actor for this company's production company during COVID. I did a Netflix series for them and told them I was doing writing and stuff as well. And now I've co-written this project with them, with my partner, and very excited to be filming that, hopefully. Yeah,
that must be a buzz, knowing that something's coming along that you wrote.
I'm so excited. I am. And like, I'm so lucky at the moment. Like, I think I'm in one writer's room for a television show, and I've got two other films that are other people's ideas that I'm currently contributing to, as well as my other projects that I'm trying to get up with my own little personal mission. So I'm feeling
as a writer
right. And to cast myself in.
Tell me and our listeners a little bit what a writer's room is.
It's the most fun ever. So a writer's room, right now it's on Zoom, but sometimes it's in real life. And basically someone might have an idea for a pilot or have a pilot, and they just kind of toss around different ideas of what could happen over the arc of the season. What do all of the characters go through? And you basically just bring all your ideas and your personal experiences and help them map that out.
Can we see it? Is it, or is it just, closed door?
No, it's a workshop.
What you'll see is
like the final product, which is after the writer's room.
Okay.
Writers will go and write the episodes of the show, and then that's what you'll see on TV after multiple drafts, and then producers looking at it and network looking at it and multiple iterations.
Okay. So you can't tell us anything about Horror Croc.
Just that it is going to be filmed, and I'm so excited to be working with Jaggy Productions on it, and I think it's going to be really good.
What more do you need to know? A croc going viral on TikTok.
The poster's pretty cool. If you go to my Instagram and look at the poster, it's pretty awesome.
And what is your Instagram to tell our listeners?
At Yasmin J. Kasim.
Right.
And she loves a DM. She loves a follow and a like. So go right ahead.
we'll be following you. Now, back to comedy. What about the first time in America? In front of a crowd doing comedy?
Yeah, I was really lucky. I found an all-female comedy class and they had like a graduation. So actually I didn't have like some big flop story of my comedy. It was a very supportive environment. But I also have like toured around and done that. And, sometimes you're just not for everyone. And so I have had really positive experiences and negative experiences. But apparently, I know comedians that have been doing this for 10 years and they're just like, that's just the way it is. And you just hope that you're bringing joy to the people that that understand you and what your comedy is about.
Now, more and more women are doing comedy. It was very much a man's domain, wasn't it, years back?
Still feels like it.
I was going to say that because down the street here in St Kilda on Friday night in one of the bars.
Oh, Comedy Cellar?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know about it?
I do. I've done that mic before.
And it's full of men. It's all men, isn't it?
It's not just there, honestly. It's everywhere. That's why whenever I'm at a mic and I see a female comedian and I'm like, girl, let's be friends, because we all need to unite together and try and empower one another, because it's really important for females to have voices. And so we all need to support one another in that way.
Okay. So what can we expect? Do you do a show by yourself, or is it a show, that you're one of many comedians on the night?
This year, I'm just doing brown women comedy, honestly, because I'm in the writer's rooms during the day.
Right.
But, next year it might be different. I'm thinking of doing a my own show.
So how long are you on for, you personally?
I'm on every night for, I believe, 12 or 13 shows, all the way from the 6th to the 21st.
Right. And an hour set or?
No, we all have like 8 to 10 minutes.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So therefore you see lots of comedians in the
Though I'm on every night, there's a bunch of girls kind of like coming in and coming out.
Okay.
So no matter when you come, it's going to be a really cool, fun lineup.
And how did you meet them all? You know, like, have you met them since you've been here in Australia, or did you know them all before?
I met a bunch of them at Fringe, but honestly, anyone that I've met is me like DMing on Instagram being like, hey, I'm a comedian, but I'm Australian and want to be friends. And a lot of my kind of comedy friends have just come from that. But also coming from the acting space, like I've worked on shows that have comedians. So I know a lot of kind of comedians that are also actors from just being an actor in Australia.
Well, so many comedians are actors these days, aren't they?
Yeah. Well, I worked on Rosehaven, which is an incredible ABC show created by Luke McGregor and Celia Mercola. Okay. So, yeah.
The,
I mean,
the real estate show, I remember.
Yes. So
good. Oh, yes. In Tassie.
Yeah. That's
right. Oh, right. Yeah. I never saw it, but I'm aware of it. Yeah.
Yeah. So I was a part of a little, very small part of that. And so they're people I really like look up to and want to be like, you know, being able to do it all.
Mm. And a lot of comedians as well here in Australia, I don't know what it's like, OS, are on radio, especially breakfast shows.
Well, if you guys are looking for some.
no money involved here, unfortunately. Everyone's a volunteer. But would that interest you, you know, like to be a daily person on a radio show?
It interests me a lot to do kind of anything that's creative and fun and like brings joy to the world. Like, joy, boom, look at that. Look boom, at that. Yeah, no, I really just, I am very much like, if I was being so strict with myself, I never would have started writing or stand up. I think it's important just to like follow your joy. Oh my gosh, wow, that tied in really well. But it's true, you know, so I don't want to limit myself by ever saying no to anything. I know the things that I have done that didn't bring me joy, which are things like a pageant, but you know, everything else I'm down to always good. Try.
And yeah. What do your parents think?
Oh, you know, no. They're stoked for me. And, you know, I think I'm an only child. So
oh, are you?
There's a lot of pressure.
So they hardly see you.
I know. They really don't. I always try and make it to Perth, though. I love WA and I'm hoping to get some projects up
well,
in
Neil's
WA.
Well, Neil's from Perth.
Are you Perthy? West is best, baby.
Exactly.
No, but Perth is incredible and it's definitely somewhere I want to spend more time and definitely want to get some projects up right. in WA at the moment.
Okay. Well, all right, tell us. Trades Hall?
Trades Hall?
Yep. Which is one of the legendary places for the comedy festival here in Melbourne.
Oh, is it? That's news to me. That's exciting.
It's not posh, though, believe me. It's pretty grungy.
Good. That's cool. Comedy should be grungy.
And when are you on?
From the 6th to the 21st.
Okay.
And I'm on every show.
Every show. Wow, yes. Fantastic. And, of course, you do all the bookings through the Comedy Festival's website.
Yes, all through the Comedy Festival. Brown Women Comedy sometimes does little, you know, like specials and promos. So definitely follow them on Instagram.
Yep.
And, if you come, definitely say hi. I love chatting to people after.
And that's the wonderful thing about the Comedy Festival. Everyone hangs around after, don't they, having a chat and
the
artists and stuff. So.
Oh, it's the best. Even people that come to shows when girls will come up to me and be like, I'm hairy too. And I'd be like, yeah, woohoo, like Indians. Like, it's really nice just when you feel directly. That's the one thing you get from stand-up. You feel directly that you've affected people, which, you know, you don't feel in acting until the project comes out.
Yeah, fantastic. And, you know, like, is there one thing you want to finish off with that you want to talk about? Yeah, do you want to tell us what the... No, I was going to say about the croc. No, I was going to tease you.
No, just come to Brown Women Comedy and, follow me on Instagram.
What is it again, your Instagram?
Yasmin J. Kasim, a bunch of acting stuff coming up that I will talk about probably in the next 2 months and a bunch of writing stuff coming up and comedy. And, if you're ever thinking about being a comedian, writer or actor, go and do it and empower yourself and find your voice. Woohoo!
Good on you. Good on. Lovely meeting you.
So nice to meet you.
You're back in town, you must come in.
Yes, and I'll be able to tell you all the secrets.
About the film,
That's what David likes to hear.
All right.
All right, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Talking to Yasmin Kasim here on Joy 94.9, Sunday Arts Magazine.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.